The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast. Dr. Taz.
Your good health journey starts now. Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome back to the show. Today, we're talking about a really important conversation. We're talking about cancer, and there's not a day that goes by in my practice when I don't meet somebody that's been diagnosed with cancer, has a family member with cancer, or is struggling to figure out their options in their own cancer therapy. There are so many questions. Even I have to go back and research what the latest findings are, what are the latest recommendations, and on top of that, everything's changing at the speed of light. Well, today I have somebody that hopefully will help us with some of this. Dr. Connolly is with me. Dr. Connolly attended the University of Texas School of Public Health and then attended the University of Health Sciences Chicago Medical School. She completed her postgraduate training at the Harbor UCLA Medical Center in Los Angeles, California. She soon realized that conventional medicine had very limited returns and did not always improve the health of her patients. She discovered that many factors contribute to the disease process. Therefore, many modalities must be used to reverse it. She treats the whole person and is open to all potential treatment possibilities. She has over 20 years of experience in finding the root cause of an illness and has taken numerous advanced courses, including homeopathic, nutritional, and lifestyle approaches while studying disease, chronic illness, and cancer treatments. She has a true passion to change her patients' lives and give them their life back. Welcome to the show, Dr. Connolly.
Well, thank you for having me.
We are thrilled to have you. I think this is an important topic, and I think everybody's confused, and I think there's a lot of, you know, sort of opposing discourse when it comes to the medical community. So we're hoping you can shed some light on it and educate us all, even those that are listening today, in terms of this whole thing about cancer. So you wrote The Cancer Revolution. Tell us a little bit about that book and what inspired that book, because I know that you treat other illnesses as well. So why cancer and why focus on cancer?
All right. Well, first of all, yes, I do treat everything from cold to cancer. And everything, as you know, is a label because you've got to rebuild the body and mind from the ground up. And so my personal interest in writing this book, because the book has morphed, I wrote my first book on cancer, and then I threw it away basically and started this book that I have executed now. And so what happened is when I was 16 years old, my parents received a letter that from Eli Lilly, which is a large pharmaceutical company, saying, oh, your mother was administered a DES, and as a result, the male and female offspring frequently get cancer, frequently have anatomical problems, hormonal problems, et cetera. So we need you to start going to MD Anderson, because I'm from Texas, to get a complete workup. And so, of course, I was only 16 years of age, didn't know too much what was going on, but it went to a cancer institution to get worked up with pep smears and biopsies, and I was followed until I couldn't go anymore geographically. So they said, make sure you get, continual workups. And so then when I was at UT, I decided to do my master's and paper on DES. So I always tell people, your mess becomes your message. Out of misery comes miracles. So,
yes.
So that's why I'm here today. And then the other reason is, okay, we are in a pandemic of cancer, 1 out of 2
yes.
men and 41% of females. So, and it's the biggest killer from 1 to 85. And so people, we all need to take a stand, whether we're a doctor, whether we're a health professional, or we're just a person being diagnosed with cancer. We need to say, stop, look, listen, something's going on, and we all are in this together, and we've got to say, okay, how can we help one another be the best they can be?
Definitely. I could not agree more. And that's what even I try to do in practice every day. When it comes to cancer, what would you tell people? You know, all the time I have patients coming in, as I'm sure you do, like their dad was diagnosed with cancer, their sibling, their friend, their neighbor, somebody or the other in their community is diagnosed with cancer. And like you're saying, it's a pandemic. It's everywhere. And it's really crossing age groups as well. So what would you tell somebody concerned about cancer? Do they go and do a million different tests? Do they focus on a couple of key ideas and key concepts? Where do you direct somebody like that?
Well, first of all, if you're diagnosed with cancer, first of all, if you have any symptom, unusual symptom, it doesn't matter what, first of all, it doesn't matter where your age, because sometimes a lot of people say, oh, how could you be 30 years old and have an issue? Well, I have a lot of 30-year-olds with breast cancer and other cancers. And last week, I had my first 21-year-old with stage 4 prostate cancer. Well, I mean, no, I mean, that's unheard of. So if, first of all, if that kind of thing is happening, we need to be saying, oh my goodness, things are very serious. Young people are the canaries in the mine, children and or young adults. I used to tell patients you had a warranty until you were 40. Well, now I can't say that because I have so many young patients who are in their 20s and 30s and 40s, who early 40s, who have cancer. And when you have cancer as a young adult, it's very, very, very serious. But if you get diagnosis of cancer, I think the first and foremost thing, I think, is people panic. Well, when you panic, your cells panic and make disease very aggressive. So you've got to partner up, get someone in your family, your best friend, who can be your advocate. Because when you are scared, you forget what you want to ask, you forget what they said. So you got to have someone who goes with you to your visits. You have to get a clear diagnosis of what your problem is. What do I have? Do I have breast cancer? I have ovarian cancer? Do I have colon cancer? What is my diagnosis? And then what are all my options? So if a doctor says you don't need to change your eating, that means you probably need to change that doctor, because we know from a million articles, books, publications, that what you eat matters. So if a doctor says that, if your doctor, your surgeon, your oncologist says something like that, that means they really don't know how food affects, how the science of food affects the body. And so I always go, that's not a person you want to really be a partner with, because you're not going to have a good outcome. Telling anyone with or without illness is that eating, what you eat doesn't matter, is we
ridiculous.
Know scientifically, if we
it's
eat an apple and or a cheeseburger, there is a big difference what the results are. So,
well, you know, and I hear this still all the time. I'll have, whether it's cancer or different, you know, disease, infertility, whatever we're dealing with, I will still hear today physicians tell patients that your diet does not matter, your diet is not relevant, just try to eat to stay full or eat to keep weight on or whatever the conversation is. And I think that's such a misnomer, and patients are so confused and they feel powerless. They feel like they're victims of this disease and they have absolutely no control in directing the course of what happens next.
Right. And you're right. And so you have to tell, I mean, first of all, patients usually know. For the past 5 years, I've asked patients, since you've been diagnosed with cancer, what have you changed? Hands down, 100%, they've all told me they're juicing and cut out junk food and are eating foods with, you know, powerful nutrients. So it is changing, and you and all kinds of other doctors like you are changing the way patients look at their life and look at what they're supposed to be doing. And doctors need to come along. Unfortunately, you got to go back. If you're a doctor today, you got to go back and study. You got to go back and study nutrition. You got to go back and study herbs. You got to go back and study all the things. And then all of this is scientifically validated. It's not like it's not all scientifically validated. It is.
More with Dr. Taz coming up, but first I want to tell you about Kaya Biotics. Kaya Biotics are high-quality probiotics designed to improve gut health. Now, you want to feel good? You want to live your best life? I get it, but if your gut health isn't functioning properly, life can be miserable. The gut and its impact on our physical and mental health has been underestimated for years, and that's where Kaya Biotics comes in. Probiotics that are exclusively certified organic and only include organic ingredients, a complete novelty for probiotics. Plus, it's easy to get the right probiotic for your needs with 3 different probiotic supplements. Multibac strengthens digestive functions and your immune system. Candida Complex fights candida and yeast infections, and Body Plus helps with weight loss. And there's no unnecessary fillers, additives, or anti-caking agents, and Kaya Biotics are also vegan, GMO-free, and come in stomach acid-resistant late-release capsules. So try Kaya Biotics. it's a treat for your gut. Choose the right organic probiotic formula for your body and save 25% off your first purchase by using the code WHOLEHEALTH at checkout at KayaBiotics.com. That's K-A-Y-A Biotics.com. Once again, save 25% off your first purchase by using the code Whole Health at checkout at KayaBiotics.com. That's K-A-Y-A Biotics.com. Now back to the Dr. Taz Show.
Okay, so let's dial back to
once
you're diagnosed, the number one thing you would have somebody do is pay attention to any clues or body signs that are maybe that they're not 100%. So I would say that's probably anything from fatigue, pain, brain fog, you know, not getting anxious or depressed, any of those, what I call those are soft signs. And then number two sounds like really paying attention to their diet. Or am I right? Are those kind of the top two things to do?
One, pay attention to those. But number two is the most important thing that people don't realize is how they're thinking and the peace of mind. And when you have been diagnosed with cancer, you lose your peace of mind.
Yes.
But you've got to get there and say, look, okay, I've been diagnosed. If you worry, you die. If you don't worry, you die. So why worry? So, of course, that's easy for me to say right this second, talking to you, but we have to get there. And I'm not saying it's going to happen immediately, but I think what you have to do is you have to get with someone, even if it's a friend, even if it's a family member, or maybe an expert, maybe a psychologist, maybe someone who specializes is a psychology in cancer patients, but something, because that is critical to a person's healing. I mean, it is, I tell people it's the beginning, middle, and end of your healing. So having
the ability to, first of all, like you said, have an advocate to go to those appointments with you. Secondly, plug into someone that can help with mindfulness training, because it's very difficult to command your brain to do this on your own. So, you know, whether it's a friend, a psychologist, a counselor, something along those lines. Is that
right?
Correct?
Yeah, I would absolutely say, because otherwise you just panic and the cells panic and you accelerate disease because of that. And then you've got to have a doctor who's looking at your whole body, not at the cancer. Creating war on the cancer is not going to get you well. Supporting all the innate healing of body. Everyone has the doctor within them to heal. So, and then they've got to be doing the blood test to look. So if you have high blood sugar, okay, cancer thrives in a high sugar environment. So,
right.
But no doctor checks that. So every doctor needs to be checking that. They've got to check your inflammation. They've got to check all your nutrient levels.
Yeah.
You've got to check all your hormone levels. You've got to make sure that everything, I tell people, you've got to make sure the matrix of the body's working. So that's all your, you know, normal chemistry and blood count and all your nutrient levels, your gut levels, hormone levels, everything. All of that is just basic 101 to every single person. I don't care if you're 20 or an 80-year-old. It doesn't matter. All that has to be in working order. And luckily, in 2017, we can do all that in blood tests very quickly. So
okay, I'm going to stop you because I want to make sure you guys out there are hearing what she's saying. I think this is critical information. I don't know how many people I've sat with in rooms that have just felt hopeless, defeated, completely unsure of where to go next or what to do. But number one, you have to understand your chemistry. You have to understand the basics of that chemistry. And like she's saying, Dr. Connolly is reinforcing, you know, what I feel like I've been standing on a ledge alone and saying is that you have to look at, you know, what your blood sugar is doing, what inflammation markers look like, what your hormones are doing, where gut function is, where your nutrients are. That is what she is calling the matrix of the body. If the matrix isn't right, everything is in perfect positioning to fall apart. So please, please, if you're listening, make sure you make that commitment to yourself to check it once or twice a year, you know, which is what I ask of my patients, so that we can follow through. And then we know when things are changing. And if you have cancer already, we also know what we can do to make things better. I couldn't agree with that more, Dr. Connolly. I mean, I think that's such critical information and I don't think it's talked about enough. I mean, do you feel like the medical community addresses this well? Is that changing?
No,
what is your sense
I mean,
of that?
I, uh, I have a census, you know, of 40,000 patients, so it's not like we haven't seen a few patients.
Right.
And patients bring me their blood work from doctors all over the United States, okay, all over everywhere, okay. And they do not do, they don't even check a vitamin D, which we already know how impactful that is. They don't check a CRP. They don't check a routine hemoglobin A1C. I mean, this is something that should be done on every single person for any kind of visit, even if it's just a healthy wellness visit. So, you know, this is what is so sad, and this is what the patients are victims of a doctor that's not in front of the problem. And we've got to be in front of problems. We talk about all of these issues that we face, but health is the foundation for everything else.
I agree. So let's say, you know, okay, hopefully everybody's understood that concept. They understand that they need to follow this and check this. What do we think about some of these alternative treatments that are out there? I often get asked about it, everything from, you know, stem cell therapy to, you know, coffee enemas. I mean, all kinds of things that I get asked about. Tell me what
okay.
you think.
Well,
what,
first of all,
what are the treatments that work
yeah.
and what are the ones that don't work?
Okay. Well, first of all, it's not alternative. Okay. A lot of things have been around a very, very long time. And then there is what I call the new allopathic medicine. And so the new allopathic medicine is something that's new on the block. But just like when they do a clinical trial, that's a new thing. But there's always science behind the clinical trial, correct? So it's just a new discovery. Like you said, we're breaking at light speed what a new treatment. So the typical treatments we already know are surgery, chemo, and radiation. So, for example, let's take surgery. So let's just hypothetically take a woman. She's got a 2-centimeter breast lump or 4-centimeter. And so now I don't do surgery on those patients. I do something called cryotherapy. Cryotherapy is freezing of the tumors. Why is that better? Because when you have surgery, you physically, emotionally, psychologically, neurologically challenge the body. So how am I going to get the patient well if I'm doing that? So I read this great book by Dr. Eli Jones. He wrote a book over 100 years ago or more, now that I'm thinking about it. Yeah, over 100 years ago. And he talked about how surgery devastates, and he was a surgeon, so he devastates the body. So if I have to have a patient have radical surgery, I prepare my patient for 2 weeks before they even have surgery. So what is the preparation? State of mind, how they eat, detoxification, hyperbaric oxygen, fixing all their nutrients, and you know, getting the body in as in ideal order as possible. So, and then after the surgery, I am also doing things. But you mentioned about something like coffee enemas. But coffee enemas mm-hmm. have been around. They were part of the Merck manual. And so we already know scientifically perfectly well how they work. So it is very, very beneficial because we know that every single person on the planet has toxicity. Every single person. We're breathing it, we're drinking it, we're eating it, we're absorbing it through our skin. And so toxicity is everywhere. And so every single person, every single patient needs to do some form of detox.
Gotcha.
And let's go back to the surgery. So, you know, sometimes
yeah.
you're going to need surgery. You're going to maybe need
yes.
some serious surgery. Maybe have colon cancer and you need, you know, 6 inches of your colon removed. So, but again, you shouldn't just go in and do surgery. You need to prepare the body, prepare the patient and the body for this surgery. So that's the difference in what I do. Now, there's chemo and there's radiation. The only reason you would need to do chemo is you've got to shrink tumor burden. So if you have someone that comes in with stage 3 cancer, whatever it is, a lot of times you've got to do chemo to shrink the tumor burden.
Yes.
So personally, yes. what we do here is we do insulin potentiation therapy with chemo. So we use insulin because cancer cells love sugar. So we mm-hmm. we prime the cells with insulin. And then we bring the chemo in and use the insulin as a Trojan horse to bring in the chemo, basically sparing the normal cells. So just targeting the cancer cells. So that's been around since, that's not a new thing either. It's been around since 1950.
That's fascinating.
So,
have you seen good results with that?
Yeah, we do. Absolutely. And so you only use 10% of the chemo as opposed to 100%. A lot of times we combine it with hyperthermia, and hyperthermia is elevating the body or a body part with heat. Well, we only do local hyperthermia, but hyperthermia has been used many, long, long time in Germany. Germany, I've been, referring patients to Germany sometimes for treatment because they have they're the top of their game for whole body hyperthermia. And there's multiple clinics. I know them all because I went there to visit it. I went and interviewed every single patient that was there when I was there. And there were people from all over the world to get treatment. Now, of course, most of the patients were stage four cancer patients, looking, for a cure. And so, but hyperthermia is very, very effective because cancer cells do not like heat. In fact, the testing that I use tells me if hyperthermia is going to work. So a combination of chemo with hyperthermia is unbelievable. So if you do chemo, though, if a doctor, like some of my patients might not be able to afford insulin IPT, so I will tell them, okay, this is what you're going to do while you do conventional chemo. You're going to protect the body. You're going to, eat this. We take everyone off sugar, everybody off junk food. We basically use the ketogenic, vegetarian, or regular. We know that the ketogenic eating program is beneficial for anti-aging, neurological conditions, cancer, diabetes, and so we put them on a plan.
Do you use the ketogenic diet for every cancer patient? Would you say that every cancer patient needs to be on
the
keto diet?
No, there is no one-size-fits-all. There is no one-size-fits-all. Okay. No, you cannot. Gotcha. I tell people you got to treat the patient with the problem, not the problem with the patient. So
the keto diet you use for which types of cancer?
Well, a lot of patients who have high sugar, if they have high sugar on their blood test, which is most of, unfortunately, the population, you're going to use a keto. But I do vegetarian keto. A lot of my patients are vegetarian. So I will use a vegetarian keto. Sometimes I'll use a protein with, meat, chicken, lamb, et cetera, keto. So we will do that. But we do know that the patient has got to get off dead food. They've got to get off processed food. They've got to get on real mono ingredient foods like a zucchini and a cucumber and celery and et cetera. I mean, you can't be eating foods that have, 10 or 15 ingredients on the label. You've got to eat food. And I tell people, if you don't like eating the vegetables, you got to drink them. So you have to change it. First of all, you're going to feel so much better if you eat well and drink well. And second of all, the micronutrients and the macronutrients in the food are going to awaken and nutritionalize your cells. I tell people it's just not an optional thing. I mean, if you want energy, you got to eat energy. So it's absolutely critical. So anyway, even if someone does. So I have patients with all kinds of combinations. Sometimes they do conventional chemo. And sometimes, like if I have a 26-year-old with cancer, I will have them do conventional chemo with the support that I do, all right, with all the support, emotional, physical, food, et cetera, and targeted nutrients. And then radiation. Radiation is not something I'm a fan of, but if patients they have severe back pain from stage 4 cancer and it's in their lumbar area, sacral area, whatever, and they're in severe pain, I don't want my patients in pain because the pain is very, 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 very stressful to a patient. So I will use targeted radiation for the patient to get them out of pain and then us do the other things, but, the other support programs.
More with Dr. Taz coming up, but first I want to tell you about Sun Basket. Sun Basket delivers delicious meal kits right to your door, making healthy cooking easy and convenient for any busy lifestyle. Now, mindful eating is an essential part of self-care, and every part of our life is enhanced when we eat nourishing, healthy meals. And with Sunbasket, you can enjoy delicious, mindful meals every night. Now, I know sometimes staying on track can be hard, but that's where Sunbasket comes in to make it easy to eat right. Sunbasket offers 18 weekly recipes, including paleo, gluten-free, vegetarian, vegan, pescatarian, and more, all delivered to your door. Sunbasket takes care of the details so it's easier to take care of yourself. And did I mention Sunbasket contains organic produce and clean ingredients? That's right. Sunbasket works with the best farms and suppliers to bring you fresh organic produce and responsibly raised meats and seafood. And we want you to experience Sunbasket for yourself. Go to sunbasket.com/wholehealth today to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/wholehealth for $35 off. sunbasket.com/wholehealth. Now back to the Dr. Taz Show.
Yeah, it sounds like you have a lot that's happening in your clinic itself. So within your clinic, are you administering chemo as well or,
yes.
or not necessarily?
Uh-huh.
You are. Okay.
Right.
And so a patient really gets a holistic or a whole body plan when they come into you?
Yeah, no, everything is here. We do everything here, and we have every patient that they go through basically every single facet to get themselves ready. So whatever we need to do, because we also do salicinium, and salicinium is it's basically a sugar that enhances the immune system. And it has a unique mechanism of action that creates anaerobic cells into aerobic cells. And so, and it's a very highly effective, creating this extreme anti-cancer environment. And then we use oxygen. You know, we have our own hyperbaric oxygen. All cancer cells are in a very, anaerobic acidic state. So we use hyperbaric oxygen also, because we already know if you combine a ketogenic and hyperbaric, it's dramatic improvement. I mean, I had a patient yesterday with has a glioma. Now, he's stage 4. He was at Kaiser, and he had been treated for 4-5 years before they come to see me. And then at the 11th hour, they come to see me, and they expect me to fix him really quickly. And I'm like, my goodness, you know, you've already – I could have done a lot. So don't come to me so late. But anyway, I put him on, you know, a ketogenic hyper and coffee enemas, et cetera. In 4 weeks, you know, he's like, I said, how much better do you feel? And he says, I'm 90% better. Well, okay, why didn't Kaiser do that? Okay, this is something that like this, is, every doctor should be doing this. Every single health practitioner should be restoring health. That's what your job is to restore health to a patient, period.
Absolutely.
And they shouldn't have to come to me or you to do that. This is, you know, this is knowledge. I know patients get very confused. There's so much information out there. But there is some basic crossover. So if you look at what I'm saying and you look at what you're saying, we're all singing the same song. So,
yes,
so there's some basic, you know, pillars of health that we all need to follow. And we've got to not try to focus on treatment of illness. We need to focus on prevention of illness. And believe it or not, in this day and time we're living in 2017, we can prevent illness. What the top two killers are heart disease and cancer. So, and that can be done, but people don't know it.
Well, I think you have provided our listeners today with an enormous amount of information about cancer in particular and chemistry in general. For all of you out there listening, I think even me sitting back and listening to Dr. Connolly, I think the takeaway is essentially that there are options out there. There are so many different things that you can do and can be in control of to both prevent cancer and to treat cancer if you've been diagnosed. I think we're landing in the same place. We're landing again with the connection between the mind, body, and spirit. And how your emotional health, your physical health, your nutritional health determines the course and the outcomes of so many different diseases. But then after that, honestly, guys, the conversation gets specific. We really all want to understand, any of us who are physicians and dealing with these type of diseases, you know, we want to really understand your unique chemistry and what we have to do to change it. So what do you walk away with? What do you take from this when there's so many details, everything from, you know, where she talked about, Dr. Connolly talked about insulin potentiation therapy and coffee enemas and, you know, cryotherapy, you know, so many different options there. So your takeaway is your responsibility to yourself is to understand your chemistry, to understand where your body shifts year to year, 6 months to 6 months, so that your doctor can work with you to maximize your chemistry, create that matrix that does not fall apart. And if it hits a bump in the road or a blip, however you want to describe it, then working with a doctor like Dr. Connolly or myself or many other doctors out there today who are kind of screaming, yelling, beating this to death, trying to make everybody understand that there is a different way. There is a combined way. It's not an all or nothing approach. So Dr. Connolly, thank you so much for taking time to shed a little bit of light on cancer and the cancer revolution that you have started with your great book. We hope that everybody out there listening has benefited from this. And it sounds like we need to have you back on to get more into all the other cancer options and therapies that are out there today. Thanks again.
You're welcome. Thank you.